Dzień dobry, Sławomir Szczepaniec, wita serdecznie słuchaczy Rozmów o Biblii, a dziś mamy specjalnego gościa. Let me introduce you, Mr. Wolfgang Schroeder.
That is correct. My name is Wolfgang Schroeder. I live near Seattle, Washington, in the USA. But as you may have noticed from my name, I grew up in Germany and 41 years ago I immigrated to North America and that's where my home is now.
Everyone wants to be happy. Are you a happy man?
I am. Do I have needs and problems in my life? Sure, but I'm happy because I know the foundation for my life, which is Jesus Christ. I have a good self-image because I know that I'm created by God. I know that He has instilled value and vision into my life. That's why I'm happy.
Have you got a new life in Jesus?
Absolutely. I know of the time when I bowed my knees before Jesus and said, Lord, I am a sinner. I need to leave my old life behind and I want to start a new future with you. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my life.
Jesus, drive my car.
Well, something like that. Yes, Jesus, you are the pilot of my life. Yes.
People, my friends, send me letters and call me because they have a lot of problems, a lot of burdens in their life. Here it is, an old bachelor looking for a wife. It's mission impossible because he's about 45.
Okay.
And there is a jobless man.
Okay.
50 plus.
Yes.
And someone has got a cancer.
Yes.
What can we say? How can we help in this situation? Because these are facts.
These are facts, absolutely. This is life.
I am ill, I am lonely, I am unhappy, I have lack of money.
I think the first question is this: what is really the most important thing in life? For what do I live? Number two, is life only life for these 70, 80 or 90 years on this earth, or do we look into eternal life? Now, but we can talk about eternal life and forget our needs down here. We are people who are realistic that there are needs in our society, in our very personal life. There's the bachelor, as you mentioned, who is lonely and says, why don't I have a partner? Question is, what makes us happy? Does this, do other people make us happy? Do we receive happiness from people? Or are we all called to bring happiness into the life of others? And I believe that we cannot receive happiness from others, but we give happiness, and that comes through a relationship, through a security in our Creator, that we know we are made in the image of God and that He instills happiness into our lives. And out of that, there's an outflow of happiness into a joy into other people's lives. There's the person who has a lack of money.
Yes.
So what do we do there? Yes, there are jobless people throughout the world. Doesn't matter if you're in Poland or if you are in the US. People need a job to work. Okay, there are two ways to think about this. First of all, God made us creative beings. If we are secure in God, we can start to ask God to give us creative thoughts so that we can then use the gifts which God has given us to create for ourselves a job, to in that sense bring income into our lives, and in that way to be the people God wants us to be, not dependent upon somebody else, but to see how I can live my life for God in this world. Now, I know also that God, as we pray, can provide open doors and favor with people, that we can find a job. That's another point. It's possible too. Now, we could talk longer about it, but let me go to the next point. There's this person who has cancer, who is sick, may it be cancer or some other situation. 2 points I like to mention there. First of all, I believe that Jesus Christ is our healer, that Jesus Christ can touch our bodies and can give us health as we pray. The Bible says they shall lay their hands upon the sick and it shall be better with them. Now, we are also thankful that we have doctors and hospitals and medication. So there's that part. Now, still saying all of this, it's not easy for that person who faces cancer, for example. And the other point is simply that I know I can trust my God, that He is with me for this life and for eternity. It's not just that we live for these few years, but that we live even after we passed away from this earth. And the question there is simply, where am I going to? What do I know in my heart? What will my eternal life be? Do I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Do I have a home in heaven, or do I not know what will happen with me after this life? So, finality is this. I need to have hope, a hope that is built not upon circumstances, but upon my Creator, upon Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Let me ask you, if Jesus has a magical wand to solve our problems.
You know what? I believe that as
because I am really ill. You can imagine, I have a cancer diagnosis.
Right, I understand. That you have a magical wand. It's an interesting question.
Yes,
I think it's very
simple. It's a tragical situation for me, personally, for me, not for you, because I'm dying, man.
I agree. Now, you know, interestingly, first of all, is this. I said once, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Especially in Catholic Poland.
Well, it doesn't matter where we are. We can be in the Protestant America. Yeah. No. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
Yes.
So there's that point. Our bodies are made just for a number of years for down here. And they break down. That's one thing. The other thing is this. That has Jesus have a magical wand? No, but he answers prayer. No, he doesn't have a magical wand, but he can touch our bodies, he can heal our bodies, and he also can give us people who walk with us and strengthen us and help us till we are gone from this earth and see Christ in eternity. You know, we have people who get healed instantly, we have people who die, and we have sometimes situations where we say, I don't know what in the world is happening here, but God knows. We are not God. God knows our life, and God has a vision for our life. So, does Jesus have a magical wand? No, but he loves us, he cares, and he knows what's best for us.
Yes, of course, but you told me that Jesus could change my life, and one year ago, and nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I am still ill. I am still jobless.
Right. Yes.
I am still very lonely in my life.
And now what? Where do you go from here?
Where is the problem?
What is the...
Because you're always telling me that Jesus changes our lives.
Mm-hmm. So, the problem is this. What is really my center? What is my focus? Is it my circumstances? Is it my singleness, my joblessness, my sickness? Or is my center, my relationship with God? It's not circumstances that should rule my life, but a relationship with my Creator. And in Him I can find love, in Him I can find peace, in Him I can find happiness and joy.
I would like to ask a question about a new quality in my life.
Mm-hmm.
How to make a progress? There are questions from the listeners.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How to make a progress in a Christian life.
Okay.
Yes, in my life, in my private life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The most important life. Mine.
Absolutely, it's your life.
Yes.
And that is
because
that counts.
We all want to be happy.
Yes. Now, what is happiness? That's a good question.
Yes.
Many people.
The money.
Is money really happiness?
Holiday. Abroad. Caribbean.
Caribbean?
Caribbean,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Caribbean.
Or visit to New York,
Malta,
or something like
New
this.
York.
Yes.
Seattle, for example. Right. Yes. A brand new car. A Mercedes-Benz car with automatic gearbox.
Wow.
And climate control.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes?
Yes, but is that really happiness? What is happiness? I think that's
what
it boils down to.
Oh, beautiful wife.
Okay.
A beautiful wife.
It's good to
for
have
for many people,
yeah.
These are indicators for a good life and happiness. Is it true for Christians?
What is real happiness? Material things, beauty, physical attractiveness. What is happiness? That is my question. The happiness is that I know that I'm valued, I know that I'm loved, and I know that I am a person who has somebody who really believes in me. And you know who that is? That is my Creator. That is my God. He said, I love you so much, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish or get lost, but shall have everlasting life. God so loved me that he gave his best, his Son, his most valuable. That's how much the Father has loved us, me. I have a deep security in God, knowing that I am loved, that I am accepted, that I have a Father in heaven who takes me by the hand and who wants to guide and direct me to have a fulfilled life. That is happiness, that I can live to the fullest of my potential for time and for eternity. Happiness, all the good things around it, having a big house or having a small house, having a big Mercedes or just a very simple car, it all looks so flashy. It all seems to be, for to some people, such an exciting and important thing. But you know, I have talked to really some people who have major money, and they have come to a conclusion that all of that does not make them happy. It's just some things they have, but their life has become happy, has become joyful, because they can make a difference in other people's lives. And they can walk in the God-given talents which God has given them. And they have peace with God, their sins are forgiven, and they have newness of life because of that. They live a life in the presence of God where they find peace and joy and strength for today. And you know another thing I like to tell you? Happiness is that I can live one day at a time with God, that I do not worry, that I don't get anxious about what tomorrow will bring, because I know someone who holds today and tomorrow in his hands. And he has promised me that he has a future for me, that he has a plan for my life. So I don't have to say, oh boy, tomorrow might be a terrible day and the day after that might be even worse. I live one day at a time with God, and I know that my God takes care of me, loves me, and tomorrow will be another day, again in the presence of God. And I think that is a different way of living. That is a way that there is a settledness and a quietness in my spirit, in my heart, that makes me look at the things around me in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's give some advice to our listeners. What should we do every single day, in the morning,
mm-hmm.
how to talk to God, how to ask Jesus about help, how to make this happiness real, how to make this progress rapid.
Very simple. First of all, rapid. God, we are all made differently. Each one is a unique creation. What goes faster for one person might go slower for another person. But how do I start a day? By not just saying, "Dear God, here's the day. I better need your help. Let's get going." But rather that I take some quiet moments that I first of all recognized, right, even early in the morning, that I am loved by God. That I recognize that intellectually and also emotionally, I am loved by God. God cares for me. God is for me. He is not against me. And I can entrust my life into God's hands. That's number one. I take a time of quietness, how little or how much it might be in the morning. I place my life, I place this day into God's hands. And I walk with Him through the day. Tomorrow will be a new day. And again, I'd start the day with God. And I start to think about those things which are good, which are profitable, which build me up. Because if I start to get worried and anxious and who knows what about my life, if I start that in the morning, it will color the whole day like this. Where do I start? I start knowing that the love of God carries me, and that I can place my hands, my life into God's hands, and He is with me.
We read the Bible every day, and how to change the knowledge we get to our brains and to prove that it will grow in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I think the Word of God tells us very clearly that, but again, two aspects, that we are called to think upon those things which are good, which are profitable, which build us up. So in the morning, when I pray, I start with thanksgiving. I start with what God has done in my life. I look at it, the love of Christ, and I see how He, our Father in heaven, cares for us day in and day out. So I say it, I speak it out, I speak it to my heart, I speak it to my emotions. And as we say things, it sinks into our lives and we hear it. And I focus on that, and out of this, I know that the love of God is there for me today. And I live consciously in the presence of God day by day. I know that Jesus Christ loves me and is with me. So I take Him as my partner into the job, into the family situation, into the school, wherever I might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like to say thank you for your presence here. Our time is limited, but where can we find you?
Well, you can find me, first of all, here connecting to the church here I am with. Mariusz Nachtmann certainly will be able to connect you with me. Secondly, you can reach me on Facebook under Wolfgang Schweder. And so that would be two good ways of doing it. And our dear friend who interviewed me probably will have other avenues to connect you as well with me.
Mm-hmm. I am asking these questions because of our listeners. Yes. Sometimes they want to ask additional questions. Okay. Private questions.
Yes, absolutely. Let me give you my email address. It's, if you have a little pen there, let's write it down. I'll spell it for you in English. It's wolfschweder@gmail.com. So in other words, wolfschweder@gmail.com. And I would be glad to connect with you. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try my best to answer those questions. God bless you. Thank you.